You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This week, it's been a big week for award shows.
We break down the best and the worst dressed and all the drama from the VMAs and the NTAs.
I have some pretty big frustrations when it comes to what Sabrina Carpenter and Tate McRae were wearing.
Plus, we discuss the presidential debate and why politicians can't be good people.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Popper Podcast, the podcast where we tell you what's popping off in the week. Yes, first time.
Hi. I want to apologize for last week's episode. It was rough.
Really?
But only because basically we thought that we could do an online version. Mm. And the way that the delays were on.
Oh, really?
And then the audio wasn't syncing up.
Oh, no. And then I haven't actually watched it.
Also because we were having a delay on Zoom. Mm. So then we weren't having a conversation. It was just one of us speaking and then the next person speaking. But, you know, we still got an episode up. So how was Montenegro?
Oh, no, I was in Malta.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Were you originally going to Montenegro?
Yeah, I was trying to go there, but the return flights were £500, mm-hmm. which was ridiculous. And then to Malta, it was literally £200. So fuck it, but it was so nice.
I don't think I've ever been to Malta.
No, 10 out of 10 recommend. You have everything you need in one place. I would say I didn't really get to explore the clubs properly. I would say for me as a 25-year-old.
Wait, your stories were killing me when you were out at that club.
Oh my God, yeah. It was, I nearly had some girl was trying to square up to me as well. Okay, so if you didn't see my stories, basically, gentlemen's club, it's only gentlemen, but I'm pretty sure in the UK, women can go into a gentleman's club.
No, they can.
Yeah, because I'm so sure I've been into a gentleman's club before.
It's just
disgusting.
An old-fashioned name. Yeah. It's back in the day, a strip club would not be called a strip club, it would be called a gentleman's club. But it's the same thing, as far as I'm aware, but I've never actually been in one, so.
So, when we walked up the stairs to go to the gentleman's club, the woman just goes like this, and we're like, no, in there. He's like, it's a gentleman's club, and I'm like, yeah.
This
like,
ain't Soho House.
Right. He's like, men only. And I was like, oh, okay. Anyways, we left. We sat outside for a bit. Some man got pushed down the fucking stairs. Yeah. And the stairs are concrete stairs. And they're like this as well. And there was loads of them. And then we go past another gentleman's club. And then the woman, and then my friend is like, oh, can we get into this gentleman's club? And then the woman's like, no, 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 no. So then my friend goes like this. So then we're walking off and the lady's all the way over there and she's kind of mouthing off. And then I just go like this and I'm just standing like this. I know some people are going to say obnoxious, rude. And this is, if you're not just listening, this is me putting up my middle finger. Yeah, whatever. Okay, fine. I was drunk. I don't really care. She was mouthing off. She was trying to be rude. And then she comes over and she's like, your friend was swearing at me, this, that, the other. I know. And she was like, come and then hit me. I was like, I'm literally not going to hit you. I wasn't even that drunk. Well, I say I wasn't. Well, I don't know. But yeah, she was mouthing off to us. And I've really learned to know peace now because I was I definitely was shouting back at her. But she wanted me to hit her so bad and I just didn't. And I know you shouldn't.
That lady is me in situations. I love to go up to people and be like the other day, was it the other day? A few weeks ago, whatever. We were out and the table was stools and my friend went up to go for a cigarette and this group of boys came and sat down next to it. our table and the next door table, but our stool was still empty because Kira had gone for a cigarette. So then another of their friends go over and they go to sit on the seat, and I take the seat, just like I move the seat because I'm like, oh, Kira's coming back from a cigarette. And he wasn't even like, it's not like I moved it as he was going to sit down. He was like walking towards it and moved it. And then this group of boys, like they were like big, burly, like Essexy, but like not like you're like scrawny Essex, like big,
yeah.
Like worked out Essex. And then they kept just going like, that wasn't nice, was it? Oh, that wasn't nice, was it? Like taking the piss. And I was like, I eventually was like, if you've got a problem, I was drunk. I was like, if you've got a problem, then just say something. Yeah. And then the guy was like, shut the fuck up or I'll square your jaw in. I was like, do it then. We were like face to face. I was like, hit me then if you're bad, but you're not going
to
hit me.
No, but that's fair. But he's actually the guy.
Yeah, but I love to entice people to hit me because I know that either you're not going to hit me and then you're going to look like the fucking idiot, or you're going to hit me and all of a sudden you're on the wrong instantly.
No, she looked like the idiot because she was literally like a whole head shorter than me. I was like,
no, what I do is awful. Like, I am the idiot in the situation. Oh. Like, I'm not defending her or my actions. Like, we're the bad people in the situation.
Okay. No, I used to be like that. And I used to be the one, especially to men, not to women, but like to other men. I used to always intimidate men. And like, it's funnier to do that because more time they won't. And there has been cases where they fucking will. But this woman, she was like literally a whole head shorter than me. And then she was trying to call my friend fat. And then I was like, girl, look at your fucking lips. She was like, my lips are real. And then me and my friend started pissing ourselves laughing.
So good.
And bro, like everyone was looking at this point and it was so fucking embarrassing. The way we started busting up when she was like, my lips are real, your friend is fat. I was like, we just started dying. It was very, very funny. But yeah, apart from that, Malta was amazing. The seat is so blue. And it's really cheap. And yeah, so I would say it's perfect for a 25-year-old group of girls that want to have a tan, have fun and cheap drinks, have a lot of nice food? There's like different parts to go to. We stayed in Salima. You can go to like the main city. Salima has the beach, and then there's all other beaches around. The sea is so ridiculously beautiful. It's amazing. And everyone was really nice apart from that one girl.
I think MTV is like a festival there or something.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anna went to Elro Festival for the first time in years. That was hilarious. And it's still
a British crowd.
There was some British, like, you know, on TikTok, do you see like the guys and they're called steppers? They call themselves steppers.
I don't think so.
And like, they're just like, oh, like when I used to go raving, like they're just these guys and they just like, but they just like shuffle. But like, I don't know what a word, like cut shapes, like they cut shapes and stuff.
Like, squeaky floor, like
I don't know, like they do like this like dance and it cringes me out because it's just like you need to like get a job sort of thing, but it's very like, you know,
like is it good dancing?
No, they can dance, but it's a specific dancing and it just like cringes me out because it's like just a specific group of people, and I really used to like love that shit when I was 18.
Oh, I've seen them before. I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean now.
And it's like this specific dance, and then they always put their hands in their Oh my God, it actually gives me the ick. Maybe because I actually have PTSD of that time of my life. But
good for them. I bet they're having a great time though.
No, they're definitely having a great time. I don't know how they're feeling in the morning though, but do you know where I really, really want to go? And anyone that's been, please comment or let me know. Oh my God, it's in Hungary. Is it Hungary? And it's like that festival and it's like on a mountain.
Meadows and the...
Yes!
Meadows and the Mountains.
Yeah, Meadows and the Mountains. Yeah.
It's, where is it? I know where...
Is it in Hungary?
I don't think it's Hungary.
It looks insane. It's literally in the mountains. Like, the clouds are literally below you.
Bulgaria. But, like, my friends who have been have said it was their, like, best few days of their life. Like,
really?
Like, everyone's energy apparently is, like, 1,000 out of 10.
Wow.
Just because, like, I guess it's, like, just, like, such, like, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Yeah. That it's, like, well, not once-in-a-lifetime, but very rare. That everyone's just constantly on good vibes. And, like, everyone's so nice and friendly. Because it's... up this huge mountain, like they scan your ticket as far as I think. Don't blame me if I'm misinformation spreading, but they scan your ticket when you get on the bus, and then that's you done. Then you just get whisked off in the bus to the mountains. Then you stay in the mountains for the whole time.
Wow, did you camp?
Yeah, and then you get whisked back down the bus.
That's so
sick. So it's like that. It's just you guys. Like, so apparently, like, everyone's so friendly and helping each other out. The weather whiplash has been insane.
It's been nuts. Even though today, right, I'm in, as you can see, a skirt. And, like, I'm in, like, a zip-up. And my legs are obviously out and I'm wearing boots. Today, walking around, like, we were just like, wow, it's just such a beautiful day. Like, it was nice. It wasn't like, it was autumn. It was, like, sunny and it was warm.
A nice autumn day.
Yeah,
a
it was crisp, a nice autumn day. Crisp autumn day. I got on the Jubilee line, exited, and why? Obviously, it's rained, fine, that's okay. It is like gone down to 12 degrees suddenly and I was shivering.
I swear normally it's not this cold this quickly.
I say this every fucking year.
Yes.
As soon as it hits September.
And it's global warming. Actually, I think we literally had this conversation on the podcast last year. Because I viciously remember me saying September's not like 20 degrees and you're like, no, it normally is. And then I was like, no, it's not. And I checked the weather up and it was.
Mm. But yeah, like we don't have any like nice transitional seasons. And even like this year, I feel like we all like tricked ourselves into thinking, oh, we're going to have a late summer.
Yeah, because summer didn't come.
Yeah, summer didn't come and summer's gone. And like, let's just fucking forget about that. Close the chapter and fucking move on then.
No, it's actually insane because usually I'm not a winter. I don't have a seasonal preference. Mm. I have times of the year I like. Like, I like Christmas time. Mm. I like the first few weeks of June when everyone's... I get on with every season. We don't have beef, me, in any seasons. But usually at this time, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for it to get dark early and cozy. Because... But the fact that me is not, and I'm like a bit like, ooh, shows that we didn't have a good summer. Yeah. Because usually...
you're not ready.
Yeah. And I'm the one who like... Because I saw... There was this viral tweet. Did you see... It was like someone filmed like the pouring rain and like Lewisham and tweeted it and being like, almost for this. And someone quote tweeted it and I was like, because I was like, I was disagreeing with all the quote tweets. I was like, no, this is cozy. This is nice.
No.
And then someone quote tweeted it and I was like, oh, like this is why I find it cozy. They were like, the only people who can enjoy this weather are jobless people who can sit inside all day. And I was like, damn. And I was no, like, that's why.
Someone put into perspective as well. It's like, it's all fun and games until you're actually in Lewisham, standing in the fucking pouring rain at a bus stop in the dark. Like, I've been there. I went to fucking school in Lewisham. That place is dreadful.
I even went to go to the shop 2 nights ago and it started raining and I just turned around and ordered food. I was like, I can't. I literally can't do that.
Where do you do your food shop?
I don't do food shops. I'll go and like buy like a specific thing.
Oh, you don't do food shops? You don't take me
I haven't done a food shop since like... I don't even know if I ever have. Like, but the problem is, it's also not the problem because obviously people are like, lots of people live on their own, but when you live on your own, you have free autonomy to just do what you want. Like, yeah. I don't have to be like, oh, like, well, I'm sure when I have kids, I'll do a food shop.
Yeah, it's actually true because to be fair,
but it's like, why do I?
When was the last time I even done a food shop? I would get bits and bobs for what I need.
Exactly. That's what I like. I'll like decide like at 6 p.m. what I want for dinner that night and go out and buy. Mm. And also, I'm not really cooking things. So like people do a food shop to like cook up a storm and meal prep and stuff. Like my meals are like packaged pasta or salmon and rice. Like it's just very like, I don't need to meal prep and like buy lots of different ingredients to, do you know what I mean? I eat everything. So
are you not fussy at all? I think that is such a green flag. Like when dating, like someone that's not fussy, do you know how icky it is to be with a man that's fussy? Like, what do you mean?
My boyfriend is like, I am not fussy. And I'm like, are you insane? He doesn't like spicy food. He doesn't like like specific meats. Like he doesn't like chicken thigh, but he likes chicken breast.
Yeah, because of the stringy bits and shit like that.
And now, but the problem is, now it's creeping into my brain, and now all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I don't think I like chicken thighs anymore either, because I'll be eating it, and I'm like, and I'll be like, do you want some? He's like, no, I don't like chicken thigh, and I'm like, why? And he's like, it just tastes really rubbery compared to a chicken breast. Then I go to take another bite, and I'm like, now I'm fucking tasting his rubber, and now I've gone off chicken thighs. Yeah. Like he's weakening me. But like, there's so many lists of things like doesn't like egg, doesn't like, and then he's like, no, but like they're all understandable. I'm like, yeah, but that's what a fussy eater is.
Literally.
Like, fussy eaters, one thing fussy eaters will do is say that they're not fussy.
And be in fucking denial. Like, I used to date this guy who had a phobia. Well, he was more or less over it by that point, but had a phobia of ketchup. And
wait, who? Oh, no, this someone is on a reality show that I was thinking.
It's a thing for people to actually like, and I'm just like, no, it's too much.
No, honestly. It isn't.
Like, and just be like, oh, I don't like this, and I don't like this. Eat your food and shut up.
The only thing that I don't like, the only common thing, like, I'm sure there's lots of things out there that I don't like. I just can't think off the top of my head, like, because most people don't like it. But the only, like, common thing I don't like is lettuce.
Really?
Because I hate the texture. And I sometimes feel like it tastes like really like strong.
Lettuce?
But like not strong as in like flavoursome strong. Oh, just like,
yeah, I was going to say it tastes of nothing.
Like it's just, no, that's what I mean. But like the nothingness tastes slightly like off.
But you know what? I get that. It's like off water.
Yeah, that kind of vibe.
Because when it gets to like, I can't eat the white part of like lettuce. Like, because when I'm eating like a Caesar salad, like I can eat the green parts, but when it starts getting like really watery, it starts to creep me out a little bit.
And like, I don't like my lettuce in like wraps or sandwiches or burgers and stuff like that, because it just, I don't know.
Is that like your number one, like, no?
I think that's my only no. I'm trying to really wrap my brain and think of anything else. There's obviously like preferences of food. Like, I wouldn't typically go for like a steak or lamb, but I'm not like, if someone was like, I would say it was an event and someone came around with like a lamb meatball or something, I'm still going to fucking eat it.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't like sit down at a menu and look at and be like, oh, I'm going to order the lamb.
Yeah. I do love a lamb cutlet though.
Yeah, when we went to the bagel place, you got lamb, didn't you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't answer the question, but can you go first? I need to think. But Michael, because my answer, it will take a lot of thought process because I eat everything.
Fair enough.
And well, it depends
my fussy
what mood
thing
I'm in.
Is, like, I can't eat raw tomato. Don't put in raw tomato near me. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the texture. I don't like anything. I don't like fruit.
You don't like fruit?
Yeah, I don't like fruit.
As like a blanket statement, like any fruit?
Yeah, I don't. I like apples and that's it.
Bananas?
No.
Raspberries,
no,
strawberries,
no,
blueberries,
no.
Grapes? No. Grapes, come on, no. Grapes.
If it's frozen, I don't like the texture of fruit. It tastes slushy and sluggy.
I wouldn't say it's fussy, but it's a whole food group.
Yeah, it's easy though, it's just like no fruit. Isla doesn't like
this
fruit.
Is the fussy people who try and tell you they're not fussy.
No, I'm actually not fussy though.
Saying like it's a whole food group and going, yeah, but it's just like that. It's like,
no, that's it though. Like that's it, like that's easy because that's just like, like just like leave me out of just that, you know. I find it more, it's more when it's savory stuff. Like if it was like cooked tomatoes, I would, instead of like raw tomatoes, I'd be like, no, that's fussy, because it's like cooked tomatoes are through so much. But I would say my favorite meal would be like a good steak. I love a steak on the bone. I'll eat all the steak off the bone. I love, and it's when I cook it because no one matches my steak. It needs to be, or I love a flat iron steak because it's really buttery and like the mash and the the cream spinach. And then they just need to add tenders and broccoli onto that.
I've been even flat iron once.
Oh. The one in London Bridge is nice.
Oh, I've not been to
one. Yeah, it's really pretty. Shortage. Oh, okay.
My death row meal would be, I've been thinking about it in my head. This is subject to change because I wouldn't like to like lock it in as a final answer. Mm-hmm. But like, based on like my usual eating habits, my starter would be like rock shrimp, like the mayo-y rock shrimp.
Do you get a shrimp, like shrimp sandwich?
Prawn
sandwich?
No.
Okay.
But I love prawns and pasta. And rock shrimp is my favorite starter.
What's a rock shrimp?
Like it's like the battered shrimp, like.
Oh, like Asian?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then my main would be my Nando's order. And then my dessert, I think for dessert I'd have mochi. The like ice, ooh, yeah, I love that mochi.
Cute.
Like a coconut mochi. But okay. Like, I love that. I think that would be my meal, but I would be subject to change.
Fair enough. I don't know about my death row meal though. I do love my prawns. Oh, I don't know. I just love, and I do love rocket.
And a nice glass of Chardonnay.
Oh, I'm not Diet Coke.
I'm going out though.
A death row meal.
Maybe, wait, can I have two drinks? Or are you not allowed to?
What's
drinks?
The point of going, getting drunk before you die?
No, but it's just like, I love having a glass of wine with my food.
I know what you mean though.
Like, it's such a palate cleanser. And then it like makes like each taste more exciting.
It is. Because yesterday I was literally thinking, I wish I just wasn't getting full right now. So that I did drink wine for the whole night, like, last night anyways. But like, so I could just constantly have this feeling of how good it is to take a sip of wine in between my pizza.
It is, you know? So... Oh, wine and pizza is a great combination.
Oh, it's so good.
If I don't go out on a Friday night, I'll have pizza and a bottle of wine by myself.
I need to start doing that. I can't wait until
I have drunk, like, every day this week, just
really?
On my own.
Gen Z are actually drinking, like, are the generation that are drinking the least alcohol. And I think it's just, like, the whole being aware of your body and this and that. Like, because of, like, mental health, being, like, diagnosed with this and that. And like, I have friends that are diagnosed with, like, certain things, so... Now they know that, okay, cool, like, I need to, like, stop drinking because...
I think it's just the internet. Like, because now it's the same really? About everything. Like, now everyone's just so more hyper aware about everything. And, like, prior, it was just a done thing to drink alcohol and drink alcohol casually. Whereas now everyone's so hyper aware. And it's like, as soon as one person on the internet is like, oh, I'm going to go sober or I'm going to be sober conscious, everyone else is like, wait, maybe I should do
really?
That.
Yeah. In my perspective of it, you're probably right, but in my perspective of it, I feel like I've heard of so many people not drinking because of, like their mental health or yeah. like protecting themselves.
But like, that's also what I'm like, if there was no internet, you wouldn't be aware that like the mental health part comes into play through alcohol. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
I don't think you would, because now everyone, which is a good thing, by the way, but everyone speaks so much more openly about that kind of stuff online. That
maybe
like,
I'm just on drunk talk because I don't hear none of this stuff.
I always get people on my For You page saying that they're going sober and this and that. And I always see a lot of
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that, like, and I'm not surprised by the statistics of, like, them being the ones that drink the least. But, yeah, because I know, like, people are going sober, but I didn't know it was because of the internet, though.
I mean, that's just my theory. I don't have any proof. But also, it's probably because of money.
Yeah. Like, is it expensive to go yeah. out? And the thing is like, drinking culture, like, what I was speaking about with my boyfriend and his friends who are from New Zealand, over there, like, they have, like, an insane drinking culture. Like, they drink to die. Like, they are like, let's drink as much alcohol and see who can get so obliterated tonight. Like, that whole, like, kind of American-y thing. I always say, and he gets kind of offended, but, like, the whole American-y thing of getting, like, really fucked up, like, college vibes.
Yeah.
And, like, over here, we have, like, a very, like, the way that we drink, we're actually, it depends where you are, but we're very, like, especially in London, people, like, kind of take it more easy and, you know, we have more drink when we're in a bar because people don't have the space to host people as well.
Yeah.
You know? I always do think to myself as well, like, I'm obviously not going to drink how I drink, like forever, but, like, I do want to get to a point of even before, like, having kids and stuff and just being like, okay, no, like, I'm actually grown enough to, like, not go out and actually get obliterated right now. Mm. You know, like, having a bit of a middle ground, like...
Yeah, but I think I do that nowadays.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. I go home the earliest out of all my friends.
That's really good.
Apart from maybe one. But, like, in my, like, core group of friends I go out with, I'm always the one who's like, oh, I'm going to go home now, guys.
Mm.
Like, I feel like every time I leave, it's not like, oh, we're all leaving. It's like, oh, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, I'm still, like, learning. But I usually just smoke one and just, like, I'm gone.
Oh, same. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant, like, smoke when you get home. And I was what? What did this have any relevance to the conversation? I was like, huh?
No,
same.
Like,
I'm French. Well, no, I only French. I use the French accent every time.
Is it French? Some people say Irish.
Yeah, I don't know which one. But now I only do it if the situation calls for it. Like, I had to do it on Saturday night because, like, everyone was still out and I knew like it was like a group of people who didn't really know each other that well and I was kind of the person to bring them together, but they were having a good time without me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were left, I feel like everybody else would like feel obliged to go home as well. Mm. And I was like, no, you guys stay.
Yeah. And this is the thing, when you're like low-key like the life of the party,
mm-hmm.
if I do say so myself, people get really bright. I need to start being like a boring bitch so like people can get used to the fact that I'm not staying out. Because I know it's like, sometimes, actually, no, maybe it's just me being moody. Because I was going to say, sometimes when I'm moody or like, I'm not like talking that much, like there's no conversation. I'm like, oh, fucking hell, do I actually like hold every conversation in this life?
No, wait, same actually, now I think about it. Because when I'm, other people are always in a bad mood, but when I'm in a bad mood, it's always a fucking problem. And
yes!
Everyone's always like, oh, can you please just cheer up? Yes! Like you're ruining the vibe. And it's like, why don't I have a day off? Like, I don't work for you guys.
No, like, trust me, I'm not like the leader of this pack. Like,
like if I was sit there, because I get very bad hanger. Like, oh. like I just won't speak if I'm hungry. So like, if we go out to eat and I'm really hungry, it's all of a sudden a big thing. It's like, oh, Lewis needs to eat soon. It's like, can I not just be quiet for once? Like, I don't have the emotional strength right now to carry a conversation because I need food to fuel it. Like,
guys talk amongst
yourselves. Yeah, like, you don't need me in this conversation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
So I saw a tweet being like, 3 big pop culture events are happening this week. Number one was the VMAs, which happened last night. Number two was the Trump-Harris debate, which I have not watched all of it because I don't know if I can. It's also not my country. But the clips I've seen, that man is insane.
No, but why does he look like that?
But it's so... it is kind of similar to the UK. Like, it is crazy that, like, you can have someone who, like... speaks like that, but like he's just like on another level. Like the did you see the comment he made like about like how if Kamala Harris gets in, like she'll turn the country into like transgender aliens and stuff. It's like you are like, but the thing is, it's so sad that like, especially with the way the way social media works now, that like it also is happening in UK politics with people like Reform and stuff. But like the more dramatic and ridiculous your statement is, the more like attention people are going to pay for it, and the more like right-wing people push you more, which then like it's so annoying that like that's the current state that we live in, but that is why these politicians say these most like out-of-pocket statements.
Do you know what, like it's so funny because I follow on Twitter, I follow like I have two sides of like politics and like basically politics. I follow this page called End Wokeness, and it's like very, very right wing, like very like Trumpy. And I just like to see like the things that they post and like what people say about like each thing. So for example, they'll post like the thing about like migrants eating the cats and this and that, and like Elon Musk is always in the fucking comments and shit like that because he's super Trumpy. And he's like, Elon Musk is always like, oh, if Kamala Harris gets in, then, you know, this is what the country's going to turn into. All these Haitians are going to come and all of this. And, like, I'm just, like, I love to, like, just see, like, how other people are thinking, because I'm just, like, you guys are fucking mad. Oh, no, and there's no, like, evidence to back so much of this shit up. They just, like, see, like, one thing and they just twist it into, like, a whole, like, tornado of shit and just wrap. It's madness. But it's so interesting to see, because when he was saying all of that, like, I'd actually seen it all before on Twitter and, like, all the people talking about it. And I was like, it's so crazy because, like, you guys are just in your own little world of just, like, talking about all this stupid stuff. And, like, you're actually bringing it to, like, real life and saying it in a stand, like, in a presidential debate. And I'm just like, this is nuts. And this is, like, your argument.
I saw it because obviously
I don't think any of them are good, to be honest. Like, I think Obama is, like, terrible. I think... Kamala's gonna be terrible, and I think Trump is terrible.
But also, like, not to, I mean, I don't know if play devil as advocate's the right word, but like, inherently, you have to be an awful person to go into politics, anyway, full stop. Like, it's near enough impossible for any prime minister / politician to do a good job because you have. It is literally impossible because there's no way that you can please everyone. So it's like, and you have to like people please to at least a little bit. But I also think like to even go into it and want to run for prime minister, like you must have like crazy ego, crazy self-obsession.
No,
because like
facts.
No part of me would ever want to be in that job and be have the hands of all these people at my like,
because who gives a fuck about that many people, right? Sorry, I couldn't give two, like, to actually this is what I always think when I think about like presidents and stuff, and I think like this, there's like caring and wanting to do good for like your community and shit like that, and I get that because you have relation in that sense, but to like so many people, it's just so wild to me. So I'm like, you guys must think that you are like,
yeah,
really God's gift.
But yeah, the second event on the tweet was the iPhone 16 conference. Did we all see the iPhone 16 conference? iPhone 16's out. It's a big thing, the Apple conferences. Come on. But the new iPhone 16,
you're nuts,
the
sorry.
Main feature is they have a yeah, camera button, and yeah. you can zoom in and out. No, bitch, I don't care. Like,
no, I know. It's good if like you film like that and you're a 40-year-old fucking lady, but like oh, not
my
a Gen Z.
Down here taking pictures.
No, right? So. My phone is down there. But you know what? I've clocked you. Have you seen the new AirPods?
Oh, and it's you, like... you have to say
So basically, with the new AirPods, if you want to answer a call or decline a call, like you can shake or nod your head. So you're just going to see people like fucking doing that. Anyways, I do think that like the only thing that is next is literally supernatural stuff.
Yeah, no, but I was kind of thinking that, and I was like, we have slowed down on technological process, because like if you were to tell people from 2000, like the early 2000s, that in like the early 2010s, like everybody would have like touchscreen phones, which like you could take photos on and connect to the internet, all that kind of stuff, you'd be like, what the fuck? But like obviously like AI and that's scary and all that has advanced, but in terms of like our day-to-day, what your average person technology uses, like not much has changed.
No, because if you were to tell us in 2014 that there would be wireless, everyone would have fucking wireless earphones, or like, or there would the camera button on the side would like go like this, I'd be like, okay, cool.
Right, I'd be like, yeah,
all
what
right,
else?
That's
like,
fine. That's what yeah, I expect. Like, okay, like
wireless
move
headphones
it then.
Being the most insane technological advance is crazy.
No, but facts, but like, yeah, I just think like the only thing that's next is like, whoever's the fucking CEO needs to come up with actual teleportation and shit like
yeah.
that. That's it. Also, you can FaceTime at a crime scene now.
Oh.
I don't know if that's just in America.
You can, but I guess like projecting. So it's like you're on FaceTime, but like it's projection
yeah.
of you, but you're in person.
And like, I guess like all the like in Black Mirror, it's like, phew, and it's like a screen, it's like, ch-ch-ch-ch. Sorry, are these bracelets really annoying? I'm going to take
them. I don't think so. I've not heard them. The final pop culture moment that happened this week was of course the VMAs, which happened last night. I've not watched it yet.
What about, don't leave the UK pop culture out.
Oh yeah, but it was like one of those like pop crave tweets, like it was like this week there are huge three huge like,
and they didn't even mention the NTAs. That's so rude.
But I've not watched it yet because it's gonna air in 8 p.m. in the UK, and I want to watch the whole thing, so I'm trying to avoid
today.
Yeah, so I'm trying to avoid all the clips because I want to sit down and properly watch it.
Oh.
But I have obviously seen some things. I've seen Chapel Rowan arguing with the paparazzi guy.
Oh, I didn't have seen that.
I don't know the full clip, but whatever. I don't even want to speak about her.
Why?
Just because it's like. And not in like a, oh, I don't want to speak about her, I don't like her way. In like a, oh my God, these people have been having the same conversation about her for like a month now. And like she just did an interview, I think, with Rolling Stone, I want to say. And she like moaned about quite a lot of things in the interview. Like she was like, H&M approached me for a collaboration. And it's like, who fucking cares about H&M? And it's like, everyone's like, oh my God, you're miserable. Like,
really?
And then like when she's now, and then obviously she did that whole thing about fans, asking for pictures. And now she's like shouting at like the paparazzi guy and stuff like that. It's just like,
I only know who she is because I love this TikToker that like dresses so crazy and she looks exactly like her. But that's the only reason why I actually found out who she was.
I mean, yeah. Megan was the host.
She looked, was she?
Yeah, she looked like
the host of the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's those TikToks that I've been doing, well, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Megan is a fantastic choice for a host because she's so charismatic.
Yeah. And I never knew she was so charismatic until I started watching her TikToks. And I was like, oh my God, where the fuck have you been?
She is mother. I mean, sorry, the main thing that people are obviously speaking about are the outfits, because award shows just don't have the same buzz that they used to. I don't understand how you can have the VMAs happen last night, and obviously there was performances, like I've seen a few clips of Sabrina's performance and that looked really good and all that kind of stuff, and I know Megan brought out the guy from Mamushi, but like, how is like you having an award show as iconic as the VMAs and like there's not a single moment that happened that like everybody is talking about the next day. Like, we're really dead out here. Because you think back to, like, when the Miley Cyrus... Well, not so much the Miley Cyrus twerking on, but I remember when Nicki Minaj said, Miley, what's good? Like, I'm back to what that bitch in the head had to say about me in the press the other day. Miley, what's good? And she's like, hey, we all know how press changes things. Like, it's like, come on. We all know how press changes things.
You had said that way too many times.
But I just remember that everyone was saying that for months after. Like, every Instagram caption was like, Miley, what's good? Like, like, that was like, how are we still not having anything like that anymore? Like, I don't think there's been a moment. I mean, I guess the Will Smith slap.
That was in the VMAs.
No, but I just mean in award shows in general.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of maybe the only. Like, there's been like little, smaller, iconic things. Like, I know we spoke a lot about, like, as a, like, a culture, we spoke a lot about Doja Cat, some of like Doja Cat's performances and all that kind of stuff. But like, in terms of like in a moment at an award show, and also, actually, 2023 was a good year because we also had Angela Bassett did the thing, Viola Davis, My Woman King.
I ain't seen that.
The BAFTAs intro where she comes in and she's singing and she sings all the names of the
who?
What is her name? Ariana DeBose.
Oh.
She sings all the names of the people who are nominated for, I think it was Best Leading Actress. Mm. So she's like Angela Bassett did the thing, and everyone was like, what thing? And it cuts to all the actors. She's like, Viola Davis, My Woman King, and it cuts to Viola Davis, and she's like, what? Like,
I need to see this.
You
will
have seen it. I actually haven't.
I really, really liked what Tyler said about Afrobeats at the VMAs as well.
She won Best Afrobeats.
She did. And I really like what she said. I'm actually going to get up so I can. She said, I know there's a tendency to group all African artists under Afrobeats, even though Afrobeats has run things and has opened so many doors for us. African music is so diverse. And it's so, so true, because I think, like, you know, as we were talking about, like, it's like kind of like how Taylor Swift, the whole of where like white people kind of run the industry, you know, she easily like wins all the awards. Like, she's literally won like how many now, and she's broken the record. And now obviously when it comes to black music, obviously America is still like dominating it so much, even though it all comes from like Africa and we are like the birthplace of like the best music. But like, as she's saying there, like, it's just grouped under, like, there's so many genres. Like, Africa is fucking humongous, okay?
Yeah.
There's so many genres that run through the whole of Africa, and I really like that she's touched on that. And hopefully there will be more development, because she is a mix between Amapiano, Afrobeats, and, like, some of her songs are Amapiano, some of them are this, some of them are that. But I do think it's a shame to put, like, all these people underneath Afrobeats.
Oh, it's like when the Brits did, like, R&B, hip-hop, rap in one category. It's like, those are three very different genres that you can't judge. Like, how are you comparing, like, Central C to then, like, Ray to then, like, Flow. Like, they're all like, they all sound different. Like, you can't compare. They're not peers. Like, they're different categories.
Yeah. And it's gonna be a few more years until we get to what we want, but like, I do like that she uses her voice, and I actually do just generally like her as a person.
Yeah, she seems like a sweet girl.
She's a sweet girl, and she's intelligent, and she is very grounded and knows what the fuck she's talking about. Like, when people were talking about her calling people coloured and like how they speak that, like, in South Africa and stuff like that, and then Americans were doing the whole American thing of like everything revolving around fucking America.
So we're gonna do Best and Worst Dressed. Obviously we're gonna put it on screen for our YouTube watchers, but if you're audio listening and would like to swipe along, head over to the Pop-Off's Instagram, and we will post a carousel in the order that we speak about, so you can swipe while we listen. Lisa from Blackpink, who's wearing Costa Mugler. There was a very, like, I think it was a tweet. Mila Tequila tweeted it. Like, there was a very sort of like medieval, renaissance-y kind of, like, with.
No, I'm gagged. I think she looks fucking insane. I think as a whole, she looks insane.
Wait, actually, I kind of think about it. I think it's the color. I don't know. Something's like.
But I feel like it's one of those colors where only like she pulls it off, but then it could only be her and then like a black woman.
Yeah.
It doesn't even, like, that's an off color where people would actually like stay away from, because it's a bit like weirdly flesh, like white flesh toned, you know?
Yeah.
It's not doing anything, but it actually still looks phenomenal.
No, I do like this.
This also has,
I'm pretty sure, like a hoodie sort of thing.
Mm.
But she's just not wearing it in that.
Yeah, that's
picture.
Fire.
But yeah, that was good. I kind of didn't. Yeah,
very medieval.
That for her. Yeah,
the jewelry and everything, and the nails.
Oh my god, the nails are crazy. I love
them.
They're
mad. She looks fucking insane though.
Yeah, she looks good. That Sabrina Carpenter.
Are you married?
Well, this dress is Bob Mackie, and it was originally worn by Madonna in the Oscars at 1991.
Not to feel bad.
No. But I posted a TikTok on this morning, so I'm not going to repeat myself. But I was just kind of like. And we'll get to Tate McRae also, like, wore an old Britney look. And it's like, we're getting to a point where, like, it's just lazy. Like, my assumption of the stylist putting Sabrina Carpenter in a dress that Madonna, who's, like, the biggest, best, most pop star of all time, in Sabrina Carpenter for her first award show as, like, a main pop star, it's a very, like I'm assuming the thought process behind selecting that dress, and also it's a very impressive pull to get, but the thought process behind selecting a dress that Madonna's was specifically is, like, a passing the torch vibe, like, I'm here to stay kind of vibe. But you kind of lose all the excitement slash about it all, because, like, so many people pull random looks, pull random old archival pieces on the on the carpet, and it's like, it's so done, and like everything, and I was like, everything nowadays has to be like a reference or a homage or a muse, or it's like, even in music, it's like everyone's the next old new person, or it's sampling an old song, or in like they're remaking an old movie and all that kind of stuff. I was just like, where, like, no one's just like coming out in like a sick, like, no one's being someone to reference for the future, because everyone's referencing old things.
That's what I'm seeing when I look at this, though. Like, my first thing is like, oh, like, is that it? But then when you have to do all this referencing bullshit, and it's like, but she's not Madonna, and it doesn't give me that feeling when I look at it. I just think it looks like a wedding dress.
I mean, I do quite like the whole, like, Hollywood glamour-esque of it all, and I feel like that is kind of her vibe, like, that sort of, like, almost vintage-looking, like, traditional old-school celebrity.
Is she still with Baza?
Oh, yeah, she is. I thought they broke up, but he was, like, commenting on her Instagram and stuff, so she is. Anita.
Oh, that's the South... She won award for...
Yeah, she's a...
South American.
Yeah.
Latina, yeah. She looks insane.
I don't like the middle draping, but then I also wouldn't like it without it there, because she'd be wearing a mini dress and stockings.
I love it. I think
there's too much going on, I think.
I don't like the stockings. I think the stockings make it look like, you know, after a wedding when they put a short dress and then...
It looks just like almost like a bit like I would imagine that Kylie Jenner would wear this for like a Halloween costume vibe. Like, it's not...
Yes, no, I do get that.
Like, obviously it's a very well-made... intricate piece, but there's something costumey about it.
It's very Dolce and Gabbana, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's giving, like, oh, like Courtney's. I swear Courtney's, like, wedding dress was a bit like this.
Yeah. I think this is a pass for me. I don't like this that much. Camila Cabello.
Why does everyone look like they're, like, either going to a funeral?
Yeah,
or
this is what I mean. It's all very, like, but, like, the cross and the, like, grunginess. It's all very, all the outfits were very medievally.
Was there a theme, or is there a theme?
I don't think so. But she looks good. I like this.
Yeah, I like that as well.
I like Camila as well. I'm glad she's gone back to the brunette. I didn't like her blonde. I thought it looked... I mean, her whole vibe for it was... I think she's trying to be, like, party girl, messy, blonde, botch job, but... She just looks to me more like a pop star with brunette hair.
Georgia Child. What the fuck is that? What the hell? That is horrendous. That is by far one of the worst fits I've fucking seen all year.
Oh my God, I don't hate it that much.
No, that, come on, Lewis. Look at the neck. That looks like something from like...
The neck's bad.
2014. Not even Topshop. I'm gonna say Peacocks.
Yeah, it's very. No, I think this, like, Topshop's about, like, exactly what it used to be like. You know, those, like, thick roll necks that were, like, kind of cropped, like, long sleeve jumpers.
I remember I used to have these, like, when, like, sporty, like, kind of fashion was coming in. I had these, like, Zara leggings, and they had, like, a stripe like that down the side of them.
Yes, it's very, like,
that
2016.
It's a fucking hard no.
Nikki Hilton. This is. Apologize.
I don't think it's flattering on her.
This
at
is
all.
What Alex Earle would wear, like.
Oh my God.
I mean, I guess
so
it is. She is like Nikki Hilton, like, she ain't that big of a deal, but like, it would be nice if
why
she was
that.
Yeah, right. this is what I would imagine like an influencer would wear to her dinner for a collection with like a makeup brand.
Yeah. Like, you're so good at like hitting the nail
like,
on
this
the
is
head.
Not what we're wearing to the VMAs,
no,
mama.
Facts.
Come on, like all the history of iconic, like I just think like VMAs is the most, to me personally, and to pop culture, the most iconic award show. Like, if you're ever gonna do something out the box or crazy. Like, you don't have to be, like... You know how, like, the Oscars and the Grammys are very, like, well-respected. Like, you don't come to those and, like, pull a stunt and a gimmick. Like, you come dressed in a beautiful dress, but, like, it's classy, it's classic. Like, the VMAs is a place where you can fucking tramp it up and, like, do something trashy. And I just feel like no one...
Because they've just made it like that because of the whole mind thing and this and that.
But, like,
yeah,
no absolutely. One's doing that.
Katy Perry. Does she have a baby? With who?
Orlando Bloom, I think.
Okay.
I don't like this, but I think it's just because I don't like it on her. No, like, I would love this on... Do you know
Tyler. Who?
Tyler would look phenomenal on it, but not as a celebrity, but you know Mira?
Yeah.
She would look great in something like that. Like, to me... When you just like it, that's just not doing anything for me on her. Like, it's wearing her. I think also it's just because her whole, like, did you see her Call Her Daddy interview when she was like,
who?
Katy Perry. And she was like, just wash the dishes and I'll suck your dick. And it's just, everyone was like, lol, it's so relatable. And it's just like, oh, she's trying so hard to be cool. Like relatable. Cool. Like, you are an approaching 40-year-old woman, and that is okay.
Yeah, just like, you deal don't, with it. Like,
that's that fine. Is fine. Like, you don't have day. To be a Gen Z, because you're not. You're not. And this, to me, is like another example of this. Like, it's wearing her. Like, it feels like it's a costume. It feels like an actress who's playing like what they think a pop star is supposed to be. Oh, here's Paris. I was like, why is Nikki here and not Paris? This is... It's, oh my God. I love the hair. The hair's so like.
I like the choker.
Yeah, I love
it. Paris Hilton though.
Yeah, it's. Well, I mean, it's very similar to her 21st or is it 18th birthday dress. You know, the one that everyone posed. Mm-hmm. It's very like a.
Yeah, it's like a rerun of that, isn't it? Yeah.
But I mean, it's good. It's one of the better ones, but it's still not like anything too special.
She looks
it's very
fucking
Paris.
Good though.
Flo Millie. Fucking obsessed with this. Yeah. I think she looks like a Barbie doll.
She does. I wish it was shorter, low-key though.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's
a bit too modest.
But to me, like, I don't mind if you're gonna do boring if you like pull it off like this. Like, it just looks so classy.
No, I don't like that.
I really love that on her.
Not for the VM, come on, for everything you just said.
I know, and I do have just completely contradicted myself, but when you look this good, like other girls weren't looking this good. If they came up with a body like this, a hair like this,
that
a mug like
that.
That
looks like she's going for a Brandoner.
No, I so I just,
and
I,
with white court heels.
Yeah, the heels are kind of a mess, but I just think she looks like a Barbie doll. I love it so much.
Yeah, she will look like that in anything. But yeah, I just feel like she could do better.
Okay, now call me crazy, but I actually don't hate Taylor Swift.
So I don't hate it
everyone
either.
Was ragging on it on Twitter, and I was if Lisa from Blackpink stepped out in that, everybody would call it sickening. Like,
I wish that she wore like
the full look,
but or like just tight shorts. She just made it so Taylor Swift by wearing those fucking black shorts.
But I don't mind this,
but you know, I honestly think she looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, she does.
Like her face, like her face is like, I just need her to go back to curly hair Taylor Swift. Also, I didn't know she was still with thingy Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
I thought they split up.
No, they're like in love.
Yeah, he's very hot.
Yeah, he is. I literally don't mind. It's very not, I may be wrong, but Reputation Taylor. I think,
yeah.
But it's
And her tits look good too.
I don't, the shoes are, the shoes are a bit
Taylor Swift.
It's Taylor, you know, she has to Taylor Swift it up a little. Now this.
What the fuck though?
Again, the styling's a bit of a mess.
No,
yeah.
I don't get, obviously it's
this is Tyler, by the way.
Yeah, sorry, we're on to Tyler now.
She's wearing Aria.
The thing is, when it comes to these people, everything is very intentional. Obviously they've matched, like, they have mismatched like the knicker situation to the dress because the knickers are green and the dress is yellow. And like
that's
she's wearing
fun.
I don't know. I don't like it. It just makes me feel uncomfortable. But I guess it is intentional.
I like it. The styling. I wouldn't. I don't think this needs a necklace, and especially not a necklace that big. I would have just loved like
if it was like a thong, then it would be like cunty. It would be like very Ibiza.
Yeah, yeah. There is something a little bit mob skull coded about it. Like if you didn't have that train and you just had the little body dress with the bikini under, that could be found at Ocean Beach.
Yeah, no, literally. But like in 2009.
Yeah, but she looks great. Megan Thee Stallion. This is my favorite look she's ever worn.
Really?
Oh, and Megan.
I'm not a fan.
Listen, I love Megan Hunt, as we know, but as a big Megan fan, I can sit here and say she's not the best when it comes to the fashion. Like, she misses quite a lot of the time. But this is so cunty. Oh my God, the bob is insane.
Okay, but are you gonna sit here and tell me that this is not so Nicki?
It is a little Nicki coded, especially, I don't actually know if it is.
The bob that is below, like, that long and bumped at the ends.
But like that, like, there was another girl from Le Sserafim, who was also had like another, I think it's just really in right now, that like really cut bob.
Was she, is she black?
No, she's a K-pop girl group.
Oh, sorry.
But she looked really good.
But I do like the bottom though. It's like, you know, when you have like flowers and it has water in it already.
It's just so like her current visual aesthetic for like her music videos and stuff is so like this dress coded. Like I don't know what it is. Like in her, all her recent music videos, it's all very like viewing herself as like it's like her coming from an egg or like coming out from like just all very like her like molding into stuff. Like this just looks so seamless. I love that there's no necklace. Like
I wish that she'd done
the
like,
mug is crazy as well.
Yeah, like, she's, I wish that she'd done like the Fenty lip, like purple lip liner with the gloss. That would have eaten with this. I just feel like she's like, I know, look, she's going to her.
But I like how like classy the makeup is. Like it's just sleek. Like, yeah, everything about this is so sleek.
It's just her, isn't it?
A lot of the time with Megan, it can get a bit messy when it comes to like outfits and everything. But this is just the best I think she's ever looked on a carpet.
Really?
Obviously, like she's had so many iconic video looks and stuff like this. But in terms of like turning up to an award show carpet, I don't think I've seen her look better than this. She's my best dressed of the night. Actually, no, wait, we're still to get onto my best dressed of the night. I'm sure everyone knows who it is. My best dressed of the night, Miss Addie Rae, looks in fucking sane. This is VMAs. This is camp. Yeah. This is fun. If she wore this anywhere else, I'd be like, what is going on?
But
turning up to the VMAs in like a fun little showgirl outfit is just, it just reminds me so much. I know she gets it a lot, but like it just is so early Britney to me, like just having fun with it.
I was giving my leave to me.
Yeah, it's also very,
and then also like a bit of Gaga.
That it's all like that sort of like artists who are like having fun with it and just like,
fuck,
and like, oh my God.
Do you know the confidence, the sheer confidence that this girl has to have to not only like not be what people deem as having no talent because she's a TikToker. Well, actually, no, she is an artist, a music artist now, but like a lot of people just know her as a TikToker. To come in like more or less underwear and a big poofy thing coming out your ass, that is confidence. Like, I actually am obsessed with her.
Yeah, she's, well, not the reason, because I actually do think she innately is very aware of who she is and what she's doing and what she's posting and all that kind of stuff. But the person behind her right now is Mel Ottenberg, who is the person who was responsible for all of Rihanna's greatest looks, like all her most iconic Met Gala's one, the She Can Beat Me and She Can't Beat My Outfit dress. Like, he is the mastermind behind that. And he's doing all her creative direction and all that stuff.
Oh, interesting. Oh, wait, no, you did tell me this.
And it just like
this. Because that's why I loved
her song. Photo, I'll put it on screen.
Oh, wow.
She looks...
Oh, I didn't even
gorgeous.
See.
Like, she looks like...
No, she looks fucking nuts, to be fair.
It's just like, oh my, I don't even have, like, I literally don't have words for it. It's my favorite, maybe red carpet look of the year. Like, it's so fun. It's so campy.
She looks so good.
It's so her. Sorry. Like, she wore the cone bra to the...
Yeah.
This one. And that, to me, was like a little miss. Like, it was wearing her. I don't think she was pulling it off.
She wearing leggings with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like that the outfit was supposed to be styled like that, but like the world wasn't ready for her to wear that yet.
Yeah, because everyone was taking the fucking
thing. Yeah, because, but this is so more on the mark, and people were not obsessed with the way that the bra was fitting her.
That's the whole point though.
Yeah, it's just so like campy, and like, I love it. Tate McRae, I wanted to get onto. So she was wearing, this is another one, this is the person who I made the TikTok about. She's wearing a dress that Britney wore to the VMAs, I think in 2003 maybe, and it's just like, like this isn't a special moment. Like, you don't need to wear your own thing. Like, it's because you get so many comparisons to Britney as it is. Like, also, Britney doesn't fucking like people paying homage to her.
Doesn't she?
No, she hates it. She's made this very publicly aware.
So why do people do it?
Because they think it's like, well, they want to do it for like a moment and like have everyone gagged, rather than to do it to actually pay homage.
Yeah, no, literally.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like, she's made it very publicly aware she is not a fan of it.
Why?
She just, I mean, I don't know specifically. I would imagine it's probably just she associates it with dark times. And I don't think she likes like the spotlight that much, like being back on her. So it's like, also, it's a Britney homage at the VMAs, like at Britney's like home grounds, like, wow, groundbreaking. And especially on this, like, not even on top 10 Britney, like, Britney has iconic moments at the VMAs. And I guess maybe she was trying to not do something so obvious. Hey, to me, this is literally like we've sat down in a boardroom and gone, okay, so you're going to the VMAs. Who's iconic at the VMAs? Britney. But we don't want to do anything super obvious like I'm a slave for you, the snake thing. So like, why don't we pick a random outfit that we can get access to and rewear that? And it just, it reads shit. She looks gorgeous. Yeah. But there was also... VMAs in America, but babes, let's not forget about the NTAs in the UK. Should we just use Shane Burrows' list? We take it very seriously here. We only use reliable sources such as the Shane Burrow. I can't be asked to like find people. Mimi and Josh.
It's just such a typical, I just come out of Love Island.
It's very prom.
It's very
prom. I like his suit.
Yeah, his suit's nice.
He looks really good, but especially when everyone was trying to be like, Mimi's the fashion girl, Mimi's the it girl, Mimi's the... Which I don't, like, I'm not saying she's not, but, like, that is what I see on Twitter, and it's like, this is what a 16-year-old would wear to prom.
Yeah.
Oh!
Ooh, Zara!
I sent it to my boyfriend, and my boyfriend was like, yeah, it's good, but, like, not for the NTAs, like... It's a bit like much. And I was like, at least she did it well. Like, she looks great. Her body, it's very similar to Megan's. Joey, they're still together, Joey Essex and Jessie Bay.
I was thinking about this the other day, right? And I was like,
that is insane to me. They are still together.
They're obviously still together because they have to wait until that contract's up. There is no, because I was watching Selling Sunsets the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
And like, this man is on every fucking show, okay? He is meeting every bird everywhere in the fucking world, okay? There is no way that he is, in love with this girl. Like, no.
Oh, God, no. God, no. So God bless your soul. You seem like a lovely, sweet girl, Jessie Mae, but...
Jessie Mae?
Wait, is she called Jessie Mae or did
she... No, you just made that up.
I bet you it is actually a lot coming off with Joey, and it's like all you and your couple... No, like all the other couples are like experience this all for the first time and super excited, and you come off with someone like Joey who probably thought, oh, that was actually quite lame, I don't really care, and now it's like, oh, you're doing all these things for the first time and getting excited and wanting to go to like an event, all these
your mansion and shit like
events,
you know?
And he's just like done this all before, like it is probably quite confusing.
Yeah, I get that.
And the other thing I was gonna say was
that's the best that she's ever looked though.
Oh, Holly.
Okay. I guess it's got a hole in it.
This is, like, not what I would expect her to wear, but I guess we're pushing the boundaries.
Go, Holly.
Oh, we got to love Rochelle.
That was fine.
Yeah, actually, I think that's nice.
It's actually really fucking nice. So it's got, it's, like, two in one. I love those styles, though.
Yeah.
I love how the...
This is cute. I
really like that. And I love the bright coming out the top.
I would just...
Wait, why is Io wearing a tuxedo? Oh, that is kidding. No, that is kidding me because it's like, okay, what do you wear to an award show? A tuxedo. So that's what we just slapped on.
She looks cute.
No, her hair looks fire. I might do it like mine.
Oh,
like
yeah. And the glam is great. Day Solomon.
Oh, I like this.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like the gloves and I don't like the heels, but I think this is actually like kind of interesting for her.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's a bit more like, I guess, sexy.
Yeah, she looks really good.
Yeah, she does.
I love me some Stacey
Solomon. And she won her award, so good. Did for she? Her. What yeah, for? Best factual, I think it was.
Oh, actually, Mary Berry looks so cute.
No, I saw Mary Berry. I really liked what
How
she was wearing.
How old is she? She must be... Yeah, she's looking fucking good. Oh, I like that.
Okay, Samira.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is not what I would expect from her.
Not at all.
It's very like... This is really good.
I like that. That is definitely from House of CB.
Yeah. The problem with award shows like this is that like... The people going to it, and obviously, as you do, like, you buy the clothes off the rack. Mm. So then all of a sudden, when you're wearing a dress that you saw in a shop last week, and then this person's wearing it on the red carpet, like, the red carpet allure loses a little bit of its shine. Mm. When it's, as you said, like a House of CB dress that people can just go onto the website and buy right now. I think also, especially when we've just come off the VMAs now to do this, it feels all very, Ekansu's outfit.
Fuck me, she's the hottest person in the world.
She looks so good, Ekansu.
She is the, like... Sorry, any man, she probably can hypnotize any man. Look at her hair as well.
She looks really good, Ekansu. I mean, talk about a revenge dress. Mm. Maura Higgins, I saw this on social media.
She's wearing that. Who wore that? Kim?
I don't know. I think she might have actually, now you say that. Thing is, Maura is actually, she gets it a lot more than the other girls. Like, I know when she did Love Island After Sun, she was wearing things like Loewe. She's not wearing the House of CB off the rack and stuff. But this is not, like, connecting for me. Mm. This is not an NTA outfit. This is not
I just
working.
Hate that outfit anyway. Oh, no, it was Kendall Jenner.
Molly
Smith.
That's number one.
Something.
Okay. No, well, it fits into VMAs for sure.
Yeah. The bag's insane. That's something that like a mother would give a 10-year-old child from Accessorize to like as their first big girl bag. I don't know if I'm being too harsh. No, but the thing is, like, I get her vision. I get where she was trying to go with
it. The bag is so random.
But, like, it just wasn't executed great. Something about this is wrong. I think it might be the stockings. I wish the stockings were... No, not tight. I don't even know what I wish.
No, I don't know. I don't like the top of this.
Yeah, there's something off about it. But I can't put my finger on what's off. Like, I can really see where she was going in her head with it. And as you said, it's very, like, VMAs. Like, it's obviously what is in, but... There's something that didn't quite work.
Yeah.
Damn, we just roasted. We did not hold back. Anyway,
sorry, you come here for the truth and the truth only.
Exactly. We're not going to lie and sugarcoat it. What's popping?
My what's popping of the week is Bedchem. Is that how you say it? What's
it called? Pronouncing that like that was great. Bedchem.
Bedchem?
Bedchem. Like chemistry. What the fuck?
Is that what it's been all this time?
Oh my
God. I'm going to start crying again. Is that what it's been?
Yes. I have bed, Kem.
Don't even listen to, I just like the beat.
Yeah.
I don't like, all words just go into one. Like, I don't know what the fuck she's even talking about. Bed, Kem. I was like, what does Shem mean? Like, what? Shem, what does that mean?
No, that is a good song. I like that song.
Yeah, that song is banging. It's way better than Taste.
Oh, I like Taste.
Yeah, you said that, but I don't even know how the fuck it goes still.
If you wanted to, then
yeah, that song's so shit.
You'll just have to taste me when she's kissing you.
I don't like that song.
So that's it. That's all we got. Yeah. Bedchem.
Bedchem. Oh, and I'm liking... Selling Sunsets.
Oh yeah.
Like, I feel like the drama is like pretty okay.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few things about it, which I feel like I don't normally see about Selling Sunset. I finished that Cat's Eye documentary and everyone needs to watch it. Oh my God, it is insane.
Oh, is that the one with the dancers?
Yeah, and I said last episode, I actually ended up cutting it out because by the time I went to edit the episode, I had finished the show. And I was like, because I was halfway through and I was like, I don't think it's as bad as everyone makes out. But the second half is absolutely horrific.
Why?
As in like what they put the girls through. But it was fascinating documentary, really, really good watch. And off the back of that, I love the song Debut by Cat's Eye. We eat inflex and when we do what we do. They're the girls who won. I've also liked, I'm currently doing a video on it and girl groups, and I've rediscovered Beat by the Pussycat Dolls.
Okay.
I love that. Oh, a new singer called Jay Stevens, and she has a song called Wet, and that's really good. Megan's new song, Never Play, with the guy from BTS, so good. And Crazy remix, Pink Panthers with Le Sserafim.
Oh, I hope she's doing okay because she did cancel her world tour.
Oh yeah, I saw that. She's tweeting.
Is she? That's good.
And liking tweets and all that kind of stuff. She's still online and stuff. If the people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram. No, you can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Loba.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop-Up socials on TikTok and Instagram at Pop-Up Podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao. Oh, sorry. Ciao.